Welcome to Practical Rambling Fathers. This is Father Brian.
And Father Tay.
Today, this might be sounding a little bit different. We got some new toys.
Yeah!
So, we got a lot of new gear. We got better mics and better everything.
It was time. It was long due.
It was long due. Yeah, it was overdue. So, now we can listen to ourselves, which is pretty crazy getting used to a headset. So,
correct.
But anyways, we just want to kind of update... update the system just to kind of double down on doing this podcast. So today we're going to continue the conversation about the book
Building
a Non-Anxious Life. So right. Today we're going to talk about three different things, but he puts two of them together in the fifth and sixth chapter, healing and health, and then he jumps into belief and what that means. So the first half, we'll talk about healing and health and what we can choose to build a non-anxious life about healing and health. And then we'll go into belief and what that means, giving you a few resources, especially for some healing that needs to happen in all of our lives.
Correct. I actually enjoy this chapter just because of, like, when we think about healing, so often it's a hard thing to talk about. It's a hard thing to experience. And so it's hard for people to realize that we do have a choice. After the trauma has been done to us or occurred to us, Dr. Delaney talks about how we are not, at one point, we are no longer the victim. The freedom is restored to us. We have that ability to choose healing. But in order for that to happen, we need great help. And so the first thing that we need to do is to look at the trauma, right? And so he talks about this kind of mentality of realizing that after the traumas have occurred and after a few years have gone by, our bodies naturally want to resolve those unresolved issues. And so the first thing that happens is the body begins to react, right? The mind begins to ask questions, even though we want to repress a lot of things. And so the first thing that we have to get rid of is the victim mentality, right? Like, it was our fault. So often when a trauma happens to us, we think it's our fault. And so our identity has been plundered, right? It's been taken away from us and we've been hurt a lot. And so how do we get to that point of saying, no, I don't want any of this. I didn't choose my genetics. I didn't choose the economy to explode. So Dr. DeLine does a good job of saying these are things that happen outside of your control. And unfortunately, you were the victim that received the brunt of it, right? And so when you look at trauma, he goes into this different types of trauma. But even within the trauma, we need help from a close friend or even a counselor to really talk about what happened. As much as we hate talking about it, because the more that we repress it, the more we are enslaved to the old wounds, the more that we're enslaved to the past. And so he offers this type of deep internal questions I find to be very helpful. He says, you are worth more than the worst thing that's ever happened to you. You are worth more than the worst thing that has ever happened to you. You are worth more than the worst thing you've ever done. You are worth more than the stories you inherited. These things do not have to be your legacy or your identity. So I find that part to be very beautiful.
And then also it just goes into the fact that you can't change what has happened to you.
Yeah.
That moment's gone. You can only choose what happens next. So, and then he goes into the choices. And I think all of us have he calls it the control out delete option of life. We'd rather have a microwave healing process of, oh, I'm done, moving on to the next thing. But that's not true. So some of the choices that he says that we can do is we can choose to seek a professional counselor. We can grieve the life that we wanted, but up until now haven't had. We can move out. We can say yes. We can say no or no, whichever. We can begin to develop and practice boundaries. We can seek medical doctors and get our blood work done or meet with a psychiatrist and start a medication. We can hire a personal trainer, utilize free YouTube repaired radios in our garage or bedroom. We can stop mainlining doomsday information on the 24/7 channels. We can forgive. We can write that letter. We can take classes, sign up for training, finish that degree. We can make a move and start a new job. There's a lot of choices that we can make in choosing healing. Some of the things that I have chosen to do is just make myself more aware of what the Lord has for us in healing. Particularly, I love what Jake and Bob are doing with Restore the Glory podcast. I cannot speak highly enough of that podcast. They have amazing episodes, and they have great series and great speakers that go through it. They really just get at the core of what is it to be healed, and what is it to restore literally the glory God gave us. And so how to do that, they're both psychologists, and they're former therapists, and share from professionally and their personal healing and restoration of our God-given glory. So that's been super helpful for me. I've also done a lot of Unbound.
Yes.
And we actually have a podcast about, with Father Bierman, going through the Spark Note version, not the Spark Note version, the half hour version.
Correct.
Of what all Unbound is, and the 15 lies that we typically don't forgive people because of. So yeah, cite back to one of our former podcasts.
Oh, that's beautiful. And for me, Father Brian kind of mentioned too as well, there's many resources out there, so don't be afraid. And if you were to listen to the podcast, I want to encourage you to seriously take the time, right? Make sure the ones around you take out a journal. Mm-hmm. Because if you want to do healing, Dr. Delaney says, like, you have to choose it. You have to confront that fear, and you have to face it on. And so it's not like I'm going to go grab a protein shake and after a workout. No, this is more of like you have to be in the right mind and frame. And so it'll be difficult, but it will be good. So don't be afraid. This is a great time to restore yourself to the glory of God through His grace and through His love and forgiveness.
Boom. So moving on to health, mm-hmm. Whole bunch of different things that we can talk about when it comes to health and taking care of the body the Lord has given us.
Yes.
So,
like, for example, some of them are common sense, right? Like exercise. If you're not going to exercise, like, your life is going to be full of imbalances, right? You feel stress, and if you feel stress, how do you cope with stress, right? So overeating can happen, lack of exercise can happen, and that leads to other health issues too. So exercise helps alleviate a lot of that stress, and to keep your life in balance and to remove the stress. But also
nutrition,
sleep
too. Would be another one. Yeah. Nutrition and sleep, and making sure that we're sleeping and coming to grips with our needing sleep.
Correct. Sometimes sleep is the best medicine, right? I've learned it with my own healing too, because I'm a perfectionist. So there are nights where, like, instead of saying, God, I can't do anything else anymore, I try to solve it in my head before I go to bed, and it doesn't help. Right? To say, okay, God, I tried today. It's 9 p.m. It's 10 p.m. Me waking up grouchy the next morning on 3 hours sleep is not going to be helpful for my community, for my family, or for my workforce, right? So this is something at least I can control, right? So get enough sleep.
Boom. And it feels good when you work out. Weightlifting is something I need to get back to myself, but it's fun deadlifting. I don't know. I have a lot of fun deadlifting. When you just grab a bar and just tear it up.
Lift the weight. Like,
yeah. So, anyways, so
and last one, of course, seek professional support.
Ooh, if you need it.
Yeah, and don't be afraid. And to be honest, it's all about being healthy. So I know there's a stigma with it too, but always remember, bring it back to Jesus. I hate saying this. There's very good many Christian psychologists out there. But if you have a psychologist who's not Christian, the holistic approach may not be there, right? Health of mind, body, mind, and soul. Just, yeah.
You're funny. Yeah, I never grew up in a gym. That wasn't part of my childhood. So I didn't really know what I was doing, and I felt really super uncomfortable in gyms just because I didn't work out really that much. And so
I just ran as a soccer player.
Yeah, and I didn't know, like, what I was doing, And so, like, especially when it came to weights and free weights. Sure. So, like, my big thing was like, okay, I'm going to go get a coach because he can teach me how to do this so I don't hurt myself when I'm doing deadlifts and squats and upper. Yeah.
Always have a spotter. Always have a spotter.
Yeah, as long as you're paying attention, Father Tay.
Hey, we're both alive. We're both alive. That's all that matters.
Whatever. Anyways. I work out. Anyways. All right. That's what we got. Take care of your healing internally with the Holy Spirit. Get all the help you need. And then be able to move into health of your physical physique. Because we are soul and body composites. So yes. We need to take care of our body itself.
Amen. And we will be praying for you. So take it one day at a time. So the next chapter, Dr. John DeLay talks about is called belief, right? Because we talked about all the other choices, and the last choice is belief. I like how he boils it down to one sentence. He said, choosing belief comes in two parts, letting go of control and anchoring into the source. Of course, as two Roman Catholic priests, what does it mean in the context of Christianity and our Catholic faith? Number one, belief is really another synonym for the word of faith, right? So, for example, letting go of control. I am a perfectionist. I don't like those words. I want to know that what I'm doing with my life will be perfect, all the outcomes will be beautiful, and I will look good at the end of this project, right?
And I am not a perfectionist.
Yes.
Love it.
So letting go of control is really even hard for me. And so when I read this chapter, I was like, oh, this is great. It's a great opportunity to grow with the Lord and to really discuss about why I have a hard time letting go. What is the lies that I'm believing in? One of them is like, maybe God won't make it work. Maybe I'm not loved enough. Maybe other people don't have the capabilities as I do, so I'm forced to do all of the work, right? So the main question this doctor asks is, do you think God wants us to live like this? To be in constant edge, a constant survival mode because we have to be perfect? The answer is no. That's why the first thing he says is, we should let go. Let go. And anchor.
Let it go.
We have to let go because we are putting our security in something that will change. As human beings, we're not perfect. And so we will always be disappointed by our own shortcomings. It's interesting because the next part of the sentence, he says, is to have an anchor, right? Letting go and anchoring to the source. Well, that sounds familiar. If you're familiar with the 12 steps in AA, right? The source, the higher power. Who are they talking about? That's God. So if I'm going to let go of this illusion of control, who will take care of that for me? So I have to have faith that this God will take care of me. So Father Brian, why don't we just brush up on the kerygma?
We were created good, original innocence, original sin. We were captured. Jesus came to rescue us. And we have a response to that being rescued or not. And the Lord is calling us into that mission of responding with a yes and giving us all the grace and ability to do that. The good news, simply put, is our life does not end in death. It can end in the resurrection. It could end in hell, but ideally with the Lord's grace in our response to that in our life.
That's beautiful. That's perfect because that helps explain like why we should let go. So in terms of a Christian faith, if we let go, God has already done something. He brought Jesus into the world. Jesus died for our sins and he's going to save us. Someone has seen the problem, solved the problem, and will continue to address the problem. And that's where the act of letting go comes in. And I love how he talks about, as much as the world has a lot of acclaimed atheists, the human heart is not meant to be alone. So we will always cry out to a higher source. Everyone will worship. It's not a question if will some worship or some won't. No, everyone will worship. The question is, what do we worship and who do we worship? That's the main thing, because we're meant to be in communion.
Yeah, one of the things I love today of the gospel reading on the, what is it, the fourth Sunday? Yep. Fifth Sunday? Fifth Sunday of Ordinary Time. was Jesus is in a deserted place, and they said, everyone is looking for you. I love that phrase. Like, they didn't know how true that was. Like, everyone's looking for you. We're all looking for you. Lordy Lord. So, anyways, kind of put a belief into a summary. Belief in God or a higher power is critical to a non-anxious life. There's really no way of becoming non-anxious without the belief, at least in a higher power, as AA would say. The idea of self-actualization has failed us, he proposes. We cannot hold the center of the universe together with our finite minds, bodies, and ideas. We must have an anchor source that is bigger and more infinite than our own limited sense of understanding. Faith and belief are not variables to control. Faith and beliefs are about anchoring in and letting go. Quick things to do. Find a local church community. Leave your prejudices and presuppositions at the door and be curious and attend services for 90 days. Some of the things here are suggesting here. Begin the practice of prayer and journaling. Seek guidance from a spiritual director or advice. You can also find many useful ideas for prayer and journaling practices online. Write down your thoughts about God's or a higher power. What do you believe about God? Is God real, loving, a myth, omnipotent? Begin seeking ways you can let go of in your life. Look for places where you have tightened your grip on the world and consciously relate them to God or your higher power. We also have a whole bunch of podcasts. That's why we started this podcast, was just to give you practical ways of living out your Catholic faith. So we have our prayer.
Yep.
ARR, acknowledge, relate, receive, respond, and
wrap prayer
and Lectio Divina.
Great.
And all those different types of, and rote prayer. Mm-hmm. So those are other podcasts that you can go look at for things to do. Lastly, or not lastly, but things to ask yourself that I actually kind of resonated with me here at the end of the chapter. Look at your calendar and your budget and ask, what do I worship? So like, where's your money going? What do I worship? My car, my home, my body, my beauty, or beauty in general. God, the news, social media. What am I spending my time with? That's really what I'm worshiping, even if I want to make a illusion of my own. I'm great at self-delusion. So anyways, what am I actually, and looking at our budget and calendar actually tells us what I'm doing with my life. Not what I want to do with my life, maybe, but it's what I'm doing with my life. What gets the lion's share of my time and attention and resources? What do I believe about submitting it to God or a higher power? What are ways I can improve my relationship with God or higher power? In what ways am I not ready or willing to do so yet? Super good questions. I like that. No matter how much I want to believe that I'm doing this thing, looking at the concrete calendar and money, that's a pretty concrete way of saying, or time. Yep. That's a pretty good, adequate response to. So if one of those things are off, ask for the grace to change it with the Lord. Boom.
Wonderful. We pray and we hope that this has been helpful to you. And so throughout this whole book, it's going to take some time, right? So don't give up so easily, right? Don't continue every day to pray, to ask help from God, but also to seek those people that you trust for personal spiritual advice, your family, your friends, because it's a lifelong journey. And so let's not quit the journey, but continue to work on it and walk with the Lord. So blessings upon you, and thank you for tuning in to our podcast.
Stay holy, my friends. Peace out.